This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm out in the dunes with Priyanka Chopra and one of the Jonas guys, and we're putting huge wheels on the buggy.
How big are we talking about?
Well, what's the scale you want to work from? Like, how do you want to picture it? Do you want me to say the name of a large animal that it would be compared to? Well, or do you want actual measurements?
I'm thinking of from like micro machines, wheels, that's my minimum.
Okay.
To like brontosaurus.
You want, okay, to brontosaurus.
Yeah.
So you do want to do animals.
Yes.
But just the smallest animal you could think of as a micro machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's about the size of 100 frogs.
Okay. Yeah, that's big.
Wild jumping.
Okay.
And they are, we're doing it. We're trying to get unstuck. We're out there. We've been out there all day and all night. And I finally decide, screw it. Let's just have a barbecue.
Oh.
So yes. At any rate, it was a good time. Priyanka, obviously doing great ever since, and the dune buggy caught fire and exploded. So we are here. I'm here with Brett, the engineer, and I'm here with Steven, the music supervisor from the show Flaked.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
So good to have you.
It's so good.
That's good. Do you want to run any tunes by me? We're still looking for the elusive season 3 of Flaked to take form.
Okay, yeah. So, well, absolutely. So Brett is probably going to be auditioning a little music later.
Yeah.
He's been trying to get like an online petition go. You know how some people want them to reshoot season 8 of Game of Thrones because they don't like how the story went? I think Brett wants to redo the music for Flaked in the same way. Yeah, he wants to kind of reshoot it with his own ideas.
It's possible. I will listen to, you know, I'm open to new things and new soundtracks, new ideas from Brett.
Oh, that's good to hear. I just happened to bring my guitar.
Oh, my God. Like, did you have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So, Brett, why don't I just run sort of a scene description by you and you could tell me how you think it would sound. And then Steven can kind of weigh in on whether that works for him. I mean, it is still his job.
Yes. Yeah. Just feel free to give me whatever notes you want.
So when Chip becomes Topher's sponsor, Topher played by Christopher Mintz-Plasse, McLovin from Superbad.
Yeah.
And he's only becoming his AA sponsor because he's hoping that Topher, who is like a tech billionaire, will give him $4 million to save his failing Venice furniture store. What would that sound like?
That's a lot of information. Is that
how's that feeling, man?
Is that the direction? I don't want to get too far.
That's like a little Budweiser-y than what I was thinking. I was thinking something a little more.
What kind of drink are you kind of looking for? Yeah,
just like a craft beer sound. That was
okay.
Okay, I think it's just the
maybe a little more Yingling than Budweiser.
Right. I think the tone is just weird.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah. I'm just still getting warmed up.
Okay. All right. All right. Would you like to have another scene? Would that help?
Sure. Yeah. We can go back to that one.
Okay. So Chip and Dennis are fighting over a girl named London whose brother Chip killed in a DUI accident years ago. But actually, it was his famous actress wife, Tilly, played by Heather Graham, who was driving the car and Chip just took the rap. And so it's playful.
Playful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Now, Brett, and actually, Stephen, maybe you can answer That's this.
Good.
Should it sound like the guitar is asking me a question? Like, should it sound like the guitar is going, is it okay if I sound like this?
It's, I mean, the show does have a little bit of, you know, uncertainty in it. And
sure,
I would
yeah.
just say that was just a little too on the nose.
So, okay, oh, Brett.
Sometimes I get
maybe
that.
Subvert our expectations a little bit.
Maybe you've heard that before in your comedy writing careers.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, I have. I don't know if you saw the show Ghosted, but I wrote episode 5, Lockdown. And there were some moments that played a little bit too close to what the audience expected. And other moments that really we nailed. So basically when Chip ditches out on his buddy Cooler, who is George Basil from Crashing, playing basically the same character, this guy, he plays Leaf on Crashing, Brett.
Yeah.
Cooler's Leaf. Obviously a nickname. Steven, do you know if Flake takes place in the Crashing verse?
What do you mean?
Crashing is a series on HBO that starred Pete Holmes, the comedy sex god, and he had a
person named Cooler.
He was cuckolded by a guy named Leaf, played by the same actor who played Cooler, behaving in the same way.
But he
is, so he's Cooler, possibly Leaf's nickname.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's definitely low, I'd have low self-esteem being cucked by Cooler, but...
Yeah, well, no kidding. And I think at that point in the story, Pete does, yeah.
The ultimate.
cucked by Cooler has like a ring to it. I don't know.
Okay, and maybe that, yes, and maybe that's the band that you perform with.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chip ditched out on Cooler's open mic show, and what did that sound like?
All right.
That's it.
This is working for me.
You got that one. Yeah.
This is working for me.
You want me to keep going?
No.
Okay.
Steven, one of the first times I saw you was on the television show Space Goes Coast to Coast, where they introduce you as the Beatles, and you did not correct them. Does this seem rude?
Wow.
Does that seem rude?
That I didn't correct them or that they called us the Beatles? I was a little bit offended to be associating with
a man died,
a limp act. But
yeah, they suck.
You know, so I just, they tell you not to, you know, bring the vibe down.
Right.
When you're on
when you get to the space station. Yeah.
You know, it's
Cartoon Network TV.
Yeah.
Okay, right. All right. So I was just wondering if you thought that was rude. Apparently, you're fine with it. Although we are going to do something rude to you. I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Hayes, now. Hayes, are you there?
Hayes is here.
So, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
What's up?
The Beatles.
Their son is... Here comes the sun.
I think it...
Julian.
Got any notes on that?
I know that song.
Okay, great. Perfect. So, Stephen, a while ago, I read an article about you that said you were probably the only popular rock vocalist who also sounded like you were doing the New York Times crossword puzzle while you performed. And I thought, I wonder if we could do that. So I've sent my co-host Hayes to New York to do the New York Times crossword puzzle during the podcast.
He's not singing, though.
He's not singing, but to be fair, you're singing stuff you already came up with. Whereas on the podcast...
He has to just do his thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to just do my thing.
Yeah.
And Hayes, are you seeing
That's
anything?
That's my number one rule.
Yeah, man. I mean, do you remember when singing used to be in like the old movies? That was like a confession for the...
Which movie?
For, you know, when you're being interrogated... Yeah, he's singing.
He's singing, singing like a canary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you
add that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just bringing it up to
and
edit.
Now when they're singing today, they're doing a confession. I'm using freaking auto tune.
Yeah. That's the confession nowadays.
You do have some sort of accent. Is that autotune?
Yeah.
My voice? Yeah. No, I was actually, so I was performing as a modern singer. When I said I'm using autotune, I'm not using that myself. I was inhabiting the role of singers today who, who you have to admit are just like always using autotune. Have you seen this?
Do you admit that?
Yeah, no, it's and it's popular, and people tend to try to make songs that people like, and then it creates a snowball, kind of like the jokes you do on the show. The ones that work, keep doing them.
Yeah, we've got two or three jokes that we've done almost every episode, and those I would say are snowballs. They're avalanches,
snowballing.
And then the rest are, I guess, melting as they touch the atmosphere.
Global warming, icicles.
Yes, it's topical, and we love the Earth. Everyone knows about that. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about, and Hayes, you can just
Some help, just as I'm going, can I ask like a couple questions on these things? Some of these are so weird.
Okay.
Do you do these, Steven?
Do I do
the puzzles?
A crosswords, yeah, I do. You're really doing one. I thought you were just metaphorically doing one for the show.
I am.
I do. Give you... Yeah. Okay. It's, what day is it that your puzzle is? As you know, you boning up for your performance today, they get harder as the week goes on.
Okay. This one is ripped out of the thing.
All right.
So no
it
day.
It doesn't say the day on it.
How's it feel though? Crazy hard. Top.
It is. It's really, so far, it is very hard. Do you want to hear? Can I give you one?
Go ahead.
Please.
Mr. Bean's dad, 14 letters.
Bojangles.
Okay. Bojangles. Bojangles is not enough letters.
A little short.
Papa Bojangles.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to
fill it in.
You know what I think does
it? Start writing in letters. It doesn't really matter. No one's going to even know.
Nobody checks. That's one thing that Steven's taught
Here's
us.
What it is. It's Bojangles Bean Sr.
You got it.
Okay.
So his name, Mr. Bean's full name is Bojangles Bean Jr. Okay. All right, keep going. I'll come back to this.
Okay. Well, Hayes, you could help us out with this too.
Okay, I'm doing something else.
Okay. Well, but the whole point is that you're able to do both at the same time.
Oh, right.
That's what the article said Steven did.
Right.
Was that true,
that's
what they
saying.
Said?
I'm doing something else.
No, that was, I mean, I think they were saying that either, I mean, that it sounds like I don't care, but I'm smart.
Ah.
Which is, you know, that's not such a bad image.
In the 90s.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
This
you
one says.
To, you have
this
to pretend
says,
like you care now. It's true.
Yeah, in the 90s, that was ideal. You'd be Goodwill Hunting,
essentially. Yeah, we had to pretend like you didn't care back then. Now you pretend like
you're supposed
care.
To be smart.
Can you help me?
Right. Yeah.
Can you help me?
And pretend to be smart.
What's the matter?
Can you help me?
Yeah.
This one says the funny candy.
Okay.
There's a lot of funny candies.
Yeah.
Because children eat them.
Yeah, yeah.
How many letters was in, did you say I...
Looks like 15.
Okay, I was thinking maybe Laffy Taffy, but
Charleston Chew.
You know what I think it is?
Edible.
I think it's
marijuana.
Laughing Taffy.
Laffy Taffy, yeah.
Oh yeah, Laughing Taffy's dad.
I think Laughing Taffy is maybe the full name. That's 15 letters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laughing Taffy.
No, that can't be right. I mean, it is right though.
Don't
just put
okay,
it in.
Okay, fits with
just
all
put
the
it
crosses
because it doesn't check.
Crosses.
Nobody's gonna check. Steven, are you liking Hayes' stuff?
Hayes'
yeah. Do you think he adds to the show?
Yeah, he's in New York. That adds to it. That makes you sound cosmopolitan.
I'm at the top of the.
I mean,
Empire
he could
State
actually
building.
Just be in the next room, for all I know.
But. Yeah, no, it's true. He could be lying to us. That happened to us once. We thought he was in New York for a long time, and he was actually in the restroom. Yeah.
I believe it.
I mean, I could go back to guitar anytime, too. Yeah, just
you
throwing
can.
That out there.
Yeah, well, bathrooms could be anywhere, too. So
maybe.
Really, it could be.
They have them here, for example. Yeah. And that's something I would only know if I were here.
That's true. Now, the reason I ask is I was thinking about possibly going solo.
Is that every band member thinks of that eventually, and usually a bad idea?
Yeah, it's
a bad idea usually.
Yeah. What makes it a bad idea? Just that I couldn't carry my own show and I'm actually not doing anything.
Well, there's that.
Well, yeah.
Just, you know,
but put that aside for now.
Fall in love with you know, the first thing.
They want the credit, right?
What they liked you for first. So it's tough. I mean, how's it going for Steve Colbert? He's doing all right. I mean, he's got the money.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the show. But
the toys are nice.
A lot of people, I mean, there are whispers that he's lost it.
Wow.
The entertainment business. I hear it all the time.
So who's saying this? Can we attribute this?
Subreddit forums, dark web, bars.
Right.
Just everybody.
So you think that he was essentially part of a band on his first show?
Yeah.
And that he has now gone solo?
Yeah, he was
like moving to a network. What subreddit are we talking?
Just he's lost it.
I love that one.
It's all Colbert posts lately, huh?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Definitely, he was in a band. It was a band, and now it's like a solo guy that's...
I would say he was in a band when he was on The Daily Show. Then when he did Colbert Report, he actually had a thriving solo career, and now he's in RE Lost It.
I forgot even the Colbert Report, you know, and to my mind, it was just with Jon Stewart and stuff, right?
I always liked his early stuff.
Yeah.
I heard his early stuff, like Dana Carvey show.
Dude.
Steven, did you ever worry that people would think that the Jix was like one crazy guy that was like tough? It sounds like the name of kind of like a scary tough guy.
Yeah, like that's my boy, like, the Jix.
Bring with you to shows, and they would be scared to go to the show.
Not really. I probably should. Maybe that's why we only got like famous enough to be on this show.
Well, but this show, but to be fair, it was hard to get you on this show.
That's right. No, I'm honored to be here. So I didn't mean anything by
please,
that.
Please, no. Please. I'm trying to get out of the show myself. Speaking of the Jix, you had a song on your last album called Bike Lane.
Yeah.
Do you know that we do a lot of commercials for people not getting hit by trains on this show?
What do you mean?
That's a real thing that happens where we have advertisers on the show and they pay us to tell people not to go on train tracks when trains are crossing. And
here in Los Angeles?
No, it's national. Okay. It's a national organization.
So they can target advertisers now. They can like take your cell phone data basically to like know
the ones that play on your podcast go towards the specific area. How many ads do you have on? Is it just the classic two and?
We now have like five or six per
episode.
Yeah, really? Trades because,
you can set that number too, is based on how much you want to. Yeah,
it's based on how much you want to make.
Yeah, because I listen to this YouTube guy, Eric Arsenault. He's a voice coach to the stars, and it's just I watch it over and over again before I perform, and he's like banging on the 5 second skip ads. You know, it's like too many.
Yeah. I think, well, our ads are about 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
We once had a guest.
And we reverse the buttons.
Yeah.
So when you try to go forward, it takes you back to the beginning.
It flips it back to the beginning of the ad. We don't want anyone to miss the ads. Because people are paying for that. Not us, but they're paying.
Do you guys read them too? Am I going to get to hear those?
Do you want? Oh, you want to be here for the ad reads?
You do the read. They're not. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're both. They're read.
One issue we've seen is that our listeners are able to skip the ads and stop them from playing by getting hit by a trade.
That's a price you pay.
Yeah.
To skip an ad.
And I guess it just means more ads. They need to do more ads then. For us.
Steven, I've prepared a game for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett, maybe this will inspire some of your music as well. This is a game called Know Your Work. Now look, you've had a long, crazy career. You most recently did an electronic album. Question, do you consider yourself more a man or a machine at this point?
More more man.
More man, yeah. I think so too. That's in not, seeing you. But when I'm listening, it sounds like a machine. So this is a game called Know Your Work.
Yeah. Can you help me first?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
So I just want to check on one of these answers. Mm-hmm. You do these, Steven? You
crosswords?
Do these puzzles? Yeah. Do you know Will Shorts?
Yeah, he's the legendary New York Times sculptor
puzzle
and architect.
King. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this says, the clue is my nickname, which I assume refers to him. And as I'm filling this out, it looks like the answer is, you remove my. Is that his nickname?
That's bizarre.
You remove my? Is it Y-O-U or is it just you?
It's Y-O-U.
You remove my Will Shorts.
There's a lot of puns and
is it possible that instead of that arrangement does he mean like that his name is Will and then in quotes, you remove my and then Shorts?
I don't think so. I think it's you remove my Will
Shorts. You think
shorts.
It all goes at the and beginning?
It may not have Shorts in it. It may be you remove my Will. Like maybe this guy's just one of these energy vampires who really saps the strength out of people he's talking to.
He also spells his last name hip with a Z. Like it's like shorts, the street way of saying shorts.
Ah,
you could put like a multiple shorts. Z's on the end, really. Like if
you put too many Z's, they'll think you fell asleep.
I guess you're
something
right.
to keep in mind. Hayes, do you want to play the game I prepared for Steven?
Okay.
So this is called Know Your Work. I'm going to give
instead of Steven.
Oh, I don't know. Steven, do you want to play or do you want to hear Hayes play?
I'd
much prefer Steven play.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys will duke it out. Maybe we can alternate. I've got three questions ready. So I'm going to give you a song lyric. You tell me it's whether one of your songs or if it's country singer Chris Lane, who is currently dating Lauren B. from Ben H.'s season of The Bachelor. They had a brief engagement, wound up not working out. And we really all thought he was going to go with JoJo at the time. But anyway, he's dating her now, and he's getting some radio play. So I'm going to give you a lyric, and why don't you go first, and then I'll give Hayes the next one.
Okay.
This lyric is, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo Bible verse say?
That sounds like something from Crooked Rain.
Okay, this one is Chris Lane, the country singer who has dated Lord B.
It could be song. Both.
It might be. He might have. He might be. That, yeah.
That sounds kind of 90s.
Steven
that
could
wrist
have
tattoo
plagiarized
thing.
Something
What's
from Chris
doing?
Lane.
Wrist tattoo Bible verse. Yeah, that might be right. Well, it could be both. So let's assume that he kind of cribbed off you, and then we're going to move to Hayes.
Is he a good-looking dude?
You're asking me?
Is she into it?
Oh, yeah. You can tell. I mean, and I don't like to speculate too much on celebrity sex lives. But really, if I don't, what is the show?
Yeah, right?
I think this guy's putting it down.
Yeah, it's on already behind doors.
I think they're 69ing. I mean, I think that they are both doing oral.
You can hear in one of the fantasy suite when they go like outside the door, you can hear pretty clearly that they're 69ing.
Yeah, they leave the camera outside for a moment and you can hear whether they 69. What's going on? You made a face like you don't like that.
I'm not. Yeah, I think that's.
You want the camera to be in the room?
That Olympic style sex, I think it's just you don't, for show. It's not for. They must not really be.
That's not maximizing pleasure. It's just showiness.
You can't focus. That's like playing guitar and doing the crossword puzzle.
You're not fully enjoying either one. You believe, and I think I'm getting this right, that the most pleasurable version of sex is titty fucking. For the woman you said that.
That is a lyric. That's a lyric.
You're putting words in my pants. Stop it.
Put them in your Will Shorts. So, Hayes, here's a lyric, and you tell me if this is from Steven or if this is from Chris Lane.
Or me.
Or it could be from you.
Okay.
The line is, girl, I know your favorite beer because you told me and I bought it.
Okay.
Is that my turn to ask? I know the answer to this.
You know
this
one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Me? Can I answer? That's by...
Steven wants to answer.
Yeah. That's by Chris...
The guy you can't
Diane
remember his name.
Lane.
Yeah.
Chris.
That's by Chris Diane Lane.
Diane Lane in drag. Chris.
So why do you think he's Diane Lane in drag?
Because you said he was good looking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a
you think
big
that
fan of Diane Lane, prime time, all time, after, like, adolescence, Diane Lane. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, after adolescence. Yeah. So you're not watching The Fabulous Stains.
I love
with
that
Jake
movie.
Fogelness.
Would that be weird if that were your that favorite poster. Movie?
That is one of my favorite movies. The White Stripes, they got their name from that. Did you know? Are you familiar with that act? Have you had Jack White on here?
Jack White wants to come on for sure. We haven't had time. Jack White wants to hear Brett play with guitar. He's been asking.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Well, I have one more question for you. I know you like Bud Light. I know you've got blue eyes. What's
colors,
that off of you?
That's poetic.
Think? Yeah.
They're
feeling like
blue.
What are we thinking?
Aren't they? Bud Light's blue.
Mm-hmm.
I might do something like that, the color kind of thing. Making a reference to the beer can. Reminding me of your beautiful eyes. So that might be Range Life by Pavement.
Okay. Also, I'm Crooked Rain.
Yeah. I don't know why. I know that album.
Yeah, that's the one. That was sort of your way in. Yeah. That's when you first started listening.
That's when we wrote about beer.
Yeah, those were the days.
This one, it says Frankenstein's Boss.
Okay, man.
Mm.
That's got to be Dracula, huh?
That's that kind of slang, that boss stuff's usually not in the crosswords.
Boss wouldn't be in the crosswords?
No, like,
oh, wait. So wait. So you think it could be saying, oh. You know, Will, you think it could be saying Frankenstein is boss.
Boss, or just, you know, like.
I dude, just don't
just
know
a
how
boss
to respond
bitch.
To
yeah,
that.
It's just controlling or the. In an unhealthy relationship, you know?
Oh, Frankenstein's like bossy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate to hear that. Hayes, are you in the wind?
Yeah, I'm at the top of the Empire State Building.
Are you familiar with that song, Frankenstein, by Edgar Winter Band? You know that song?
Give me a piece of it. Yeah, Brett, lay it on us.
It's about. Is it about feeding your Frankenstein?
Is it feeding the Frankenstein? Yeah.
That's a different
Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Band.
His hair was perfect.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Did the werewolf
big old bolts in his neck?
Did they ever join forces in a like dystopian Marvel?
The werewolves and Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Well, in the Marvel Dark. The Dark Universe, they did actually put all the Universal monsters together as well as the serial monsters.
Yeah.
Booberry, Count Dracula. Steven.
Cam Crunch, he's a good guy.
I think I figured out Frankenstein's boss.
Oh, please.
So the theme of the puzzle is it would be funny if. And the answer to Frankenstein's boss is. The boss from Office Space.
Okay,
so
Lumberg.
I think it's saying it would be funny if Frankenstein's boss were
that?
The boss.
Seeing
from
him
Office
deal with
Space.
That. Yeah. Hey, Frankenstein, I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in on Saturday. Log sip of coffee.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. It's not that funny.
Okay. Do you have a better.
No, I'm not saying your performance of it was great, and actually I think better than it had any right to be. But I'm just saying for the puzzle, I don't think it's that funny a concept.
Right.
Frankenstein's boss is the boss from Office Space? Okay.
To me, that seems pretty good.
All right.
Steven, what's next?
For us or the crossword or just what's next?
Oh, God, I didn't even know.
You ask big questions like that. It's one of those type of podcasts.
Just try to keep it pretty open-ended.
And some, yeah, do some Alvin Toffler futurism for you. I don't know. I think we're going to hear a song.
Have you ever done the like palm muting?
Of course. That's usually when you sing or write the verse right before and like stick your chin up.
Oh, the chin up. Bit. That's what I've been.
Yeah.
You're right. That helps.
That helps. That sounded a lot better that way.
Just think and pretend you're a Hollywood vampire and let it go.
A Hollywood vampire like Johnny Depp?
I was just reading about them in the Los Angeles Weekly, W-E-A-K.
Oh, right. Just find that to be a very weak paper?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I really want to come down on like weekly paper. That's what I'm here to do. Smash. Just
well,
make sure
at
they
long
leave.
Last, yeah. No one has really taken a firm shot at the printed.
Yes, that's what we really need.
Paper,
to do
is, yeah.
Like put those people out of work.
Well, it's
no, but they
media.
Did do a full. They did do a full article about Hollywood vampires, which. I know they're still going. It's
Johnny Depp is Brett's favorite actor. But he decided that like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was really strange.
That's good to be.
It was around the time of some controversy.
Yeah, that Rolling Stone article and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a castle. Steven, what do you think about me calling myself the S-Dog?
Yeah, you can call yourself that. Do you have a truck?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I have a 5-year plan to get myself into a truck.
Yeah, you got to have no truck. This isn't really a truck town, at least this zip code. I don't know. You might be from the valley for all I know.
Jesus Christ, man. Why'd you have to do it to me?
get him. I mean, so.
I never had a guest come at me this hard. This is my fucking show.
That's not a bad thing. I'm a valley person.
Are you?
The big valley, the Bakersfield,
the Valley of Ella,
the hot one.
Ah, the hot one. So we've got a couple. LA ain't no truck town. I'm from the big valley, the hot one. This is starting to become a song for us, Brett.
Yeah, I like this. Ever since you said put my chin up,
that has you
like,
confused.
And now, I'm actually playing bar chords and stuff. It's
Brett,
crazy.
Brett has been pretending to know music for quite some time on this show. Is he really playing this thing?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Those are chords. Those are chords. They're like,
Brett's a big Warriors fan. Did you guys talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
Steven, we have a basketball podcast that is just flailing.
Here we go.
# The Flagrant Ones. It's called The Flagrant Ones. Hayes and I host it.
It's a tough market.
We are sinking. And
a couple years ago, Brett was consistently calling him Stephen Curry.
Well, that's all right.
I heard him do that multiple times.
That's his Christian name.
This is Hayes' thing where he's jealous. You said I played a real chord. And
they don't. I mean, they call him just Steph. They don't. Do they call him Stephen Curry when they're angry with him? His parents.
Stephen. They say Stephen Patrick Curry. I think
they do. Like they don't his say middle name. It doesn't turn Stephen when you're really mad. Because I thought maybe when you're really angry, you say that, and then he's like, cowers.
Right. That is the kind of thing that like, really, yeah,
yeah,
activates his fear response.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe you were just doing that. You guys like the Dub. You guys are Warriors fans.
No.
They're huge Warriors
fans. Two Clippers, a Warriors fan. Yeah, Brent's trying to make me a Warriors fan. He said, I just got to watch. He says, I got to watch this Draymond guy.
You
got to
watch, man.
I wore my Dubs sweater today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Durant to come back.
Is that the kind of thing we should be talking about on the show, like on the basketball show? We're trying to have smart opinions.
That you don't
What's
want
a good basketball
Durant back.
Opinion
I mean, Durant's the best player in the league, as far as I'm concerned.
For sure.
You know, but the fact that you don't need it's kind of fun to win a fight with one hand behind your back.
Mm.
You know, it's and it's bringing back.
You I think ever they, do that?
They should watch those.
Have you done that?
I've never won a fight.
So how do you know it's fun?
Because I watch movies.
You seen Jack Reacher?
What I see. You know, I mean, it's Jack nice Reacher to win just to, you know, you can do it with adversity that you overcome becomes part of the lore and you look back.
That's part of a hero's journey, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen Obama?
Joe DiMaggio.
When he had the warriors to the White House, that speech Obama gave. It was like prime.
Refresh my memory.
Vintage Obama.
Okay.
I think it was 2015. It's the Splash Brothers, Clay Thompson, Harrison Barnes, and they're all behind him. And Obama just like kills it, does his classic, shows that he's a great orator, which we already knew.
But. Yes. Hayes has been calling himself the orator lately.
Now that Obama's like basically gone.
Well, Obama went into TV production, which used to be what Hayes did. Now Hayes is
so
going
now
into-
I have to be an orator.
Is he Hayes, H-A-Z-E? I just realized I was assuming he was Hayes, H-A-Z-E, but he could
be H-A-Y.
Cool way.
He's got to be. That's cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
Hey, like don't put Blaze too many pizza. Z's.
That's what I say when people ask how to spell my name. I say, like, Blaze Pizza.
What's your favorite Blaze Pizza to get? You like the one with pineapple on it?
What the heck is Blaze Pizza?
Jesus Christ, Steven. You call yourself a basketball fan?
Yeah. Is that from Portland?
It's Chris Kirk and LeBron James Pizza.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
LeBron James makes
pizza.
It's
the fastest growing food chain in the United States.
There's one inside the Staples Center.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No. Who's LeBron James?
It's like Chipotle for pizza.
Who's LeBron James?
I know that last name is very. There's a. Like a.
You're writer, familiar with the name James.
That's Elmore James or something.
Elmore Leonard?
Or no, there's another James.
Henry James?
P.D. James.
P.D. James.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Brett, in what way is it like Chipotle for pizza?
Oh, I'm glad you heard that.
Other than it's like, you like, they
make
serve
it yourself?
Food?
Yeah, you walk up kind of like on the right?
No,
and
you
then
don't.
You go down
the
glass.
You have to walk on
I'm
the
I'm certain
left.
You're making this up. They have actual chains and stuff in this town, and they're not in Oregon. Oregon, where I live. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it. I mean, if they have one in the Cleveland basketball stadium and Staples, that's not enough.
They got one right here. You ever been to the Grove, Steven?
The Grove, the world famous Grove?
Yeah, the world famous outdoor mall, the Grove.
The world famous Grove.
Is that the one that's near the farmer's market?
Yeah,
I have been there.
Well, it's
the
near
Grove
there
at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah.
There's a Blaze Pizza in Pasadena as well.
You ever go there just to watch the fountains?
The Grove?
Yeah, Grove Fountain
no,
Show.
No, I've had some empanadas like in that farmer's market. You probably had those.
The which
when
ones?
When you have your meetings.
Chicken or?
When you're having your meetings.
Spicy
I don't know.
Spicy steak.
I think I got the vegetarian steak. Ones. It's just maybe a bad move, but
spicy. Have you gone? Hayes is experimenting with veganism. Have you gone down that route?
Not full.
Makes my stomach
not
hurt.
Not full of vegan. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to feel better. And I mean, I don't know what you're eating. If you're just eating raw carrots only all day, that might be the reason.
Yeah, he's trying to get good rushes. Eyesight.
Yeah. Do you think I should boil them?
Boil your carrots and boil that rice.
Brett,
mash
explain
your peas.
The Chipotle thing. I'm not letting you off the hook. How is it like
How's
Chipotle?
It like Chipotle?
Because
for pizza.
You walk up and you tell them the ingredients you want.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Isn't that what you do at Blaze Pizza? They just know what you want? Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't know what you want. They know what they want to make.
There's only four different pizzas and you say each one. You only walk up and tell them what ingredients you want to the extent that you do it like McDonald's.
I do that to McDonald's.
You can add.
I got a bun. I got bun. Light on the special sauce.
Pizza.
Spicy slice. Steak.
Okay, so Steven's sort of defending Brett here, Hayes,
yes.
And I think you're going to want to hear this. He's okay. Saying that you can add or take away from the pre-made pizza ingredients.
Okay, so this is what he's describing, a pizza chain he's never heard of.
He's kind of dead on. Do you deny it?
In fact, I do.
Spock the lie.
Spot the Lie.
I don't know why he would name it Blaze. That's the, you know, that's the name of the mascot of the Portland Trail Blazers, and I thought he might have some animosity, or I just wouldn't. Also, I wouldn't name a pizza place Blaze because it.
Are you saying
I like a little bit of blackness around the edge of my dough and is mm-hmm, any, sure, fire char. Some char?
Yeah, but, a little bit of char on the crust. Yeah.
And I guess, actually, I think
I call the edge of the dough the crust.
It's hot. It makes me think a little that it's going to be spicy, though, too.
Well, and they're not afraid to give you a little bit of heat.
So this is something that Sean explained to me, is that it has sort of a double meaning. Sean is something of a Chiba hawk.
Yeah, you can blaze up before you go there.
Oh, that too. I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can I double back for a moment, though? Are you saying that celebrity chef Richard Blaze is the mascot of the Portland Trail Blazers?
Is that who makes it?
That's
He's
what it's
Wolfgang Puck of the Staples Center. There's already a Wolfgang Puck in there.
There is a one at the Staples Center, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steven, you...
They could do some funny stuff with him for hockey games. That's what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, you, to me, and this is not any sort of judgment, but you feel like you're done with the show.
No, not necessarily, am I?
Good, no, you're right.
No, you're right, you're not.
I'm glad you said that with the show part. I thought it was going to be like, you know, like
you're done, like you're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you even doing still making music?
Yeah, loser. It felt like that to me.
Yeah.
What? That's what it felt
fact,
like.
I think you said that. I think he kind of just he realized, and then he said, with the show.
Did you notice that? Yeah, there was a pregnant pause.
Okay.
There's a lot that happened in that pregnant pause.
What makes a pause pregnant to you?
Gets knocked up.
What?
Oh.
Well,
Hayes, no, I
see. This is what they do. They try to pivot to me to just.
We try to dig in on you.
Yeah.
Brett, give us a tune, would you? And Hayes, is this helping you do your crossword puzzle?
This one says the best kind of.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on this.
That's pretty good. What's your reverb setting on that line six?
It's on the streets have no name setting.
Extra.
What do you do when you put
every delay pedal has a U2 setting on it and a Led Zeppelin setting? Maybe because they're really popular bands with signature iconic sounds.
You see the what's the documentary? It Might Get Loud.
Yeah, no, I'm not exactly going to watch that, Brett, when it's right in the title that I'm not going to enjoy
it. Is that with the Mount Rushmore of rock and roll? Like,
right. Jack White, The Edge, and Jimmy Page. My favorite scene, both of them go through their little licks, and Jimmy Page is just looking at them like they're very cute, you know? And then he goes into Kashmir, and you practically see their hair
like,
go white.
Pretty excited by that.
And then you're just like, why is Jimmy Page in this with these guys?
Right.
These clowns.
Yeah.
He is a singular guy, not to say something like positive and unfunny and real. Great player.
Jimmy Page, good player.
So your stance now is that Jimmy Page is some kind of good guitar player?
And a good engineer.
Hear me out.
If
he was playing through that
that's
pod.
That's true.
If he was playing through that, you know, he'd get a good sound.
He would mic this.
I'm not saying you're not.
Across the room. Yeah.
He's not saying you're not, but he's not saying that you are.
He wouldn't know what those ports were for, though, I'll tell you that much. Those, like, old-fashioned.
And he'd pour in a storm.
He'd probably be trying to stick a fish in them, if you believe some of those stories.
It's a shark.
It's a shark. That's right.
Yeah,
a guppy. It's very small.
Right. There. You could fit a guppy in these holes. But, he was a good engineer, Sean.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you the engineer of the show, too?
That's right. Yeah, that's where I was going.
That's why you got respect.
We should, yeah.
Guys, let's crack Flake season three. Where do you think it goes next? Has Venice really that different, Steven?
Than when?
Well, it appears to me that in the show, Venice is changing.
I've been there in the 80s, I think it is a little different
yeah.
than it was then. I don't really know what's, I mean, I don't know what it's like there. I have to say, I am like you, just a watcher of other people's dream creations, you know, and I tend to believe that it's a sort of paradise of gentrification, where the, you know, the white man walks free and gets the girl without trying.
Yep. Easy living, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they do a lot of on Flakes? Did they do a lot of the kind of shot where a girl is roller skating towards the camera?
There's some of that
for like cuts.
They got that shot. Yeah. Yeah. There's she sort of guides stuff. You. She there's like wipes lady. The screen to take you into yes. the next story.
Yes.
Did you guys write on that show?
I couldn't get that gig. No, I could not get that gig.
We wrote at it.
Yes.
But not on it.
Because I feel, you know, if you had, this would be a good...
good promotion.
Yeah, it would just be interesting. You'd be like, we're talking about this. I had, why do you want to talk about this show? Because no one else does. And you were like, because we wrote on it.
Yeah, that... Well, that's an interesting idea. Hayes, do you want to say that we wrote on that show?
I guess.
Is it
okay, Steve? Does it have
cred?
Ask me?
Does it have cred in Hollywood? Even though it was slightly a commercial failure, could that be? That would be something you still put on your resume, as I do, as a music maker of a like. Not it didn't take Netflix by storm.
Well,
doesn't mean that it's not a good
It was
show.
Early in the game, you know what I mean? They didn't totally have their feet under them yet. And what I'll say is, Will's a charmer. He almost hit my wife with his Range Rover on Larchmont a couple months ago.
That's not...
What's charming about that?
He looked up. He didn't do an over-the-top like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But he didn't do a like, the fuck are you doing? He did sort of a like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah,
I almost hit
you. That's cool.
Yeah, it was right at the right level for what you want.
Yeah, classic for what trip. He is, and it's a Canadian voice of Batman.
Canadian Batman voice and
Lego Batman, I mean, right?
Yeah.
There's
I'm
a
not
difference.
Gonna question that.
There is a difference between Batman and Lego Batman.
Oh yeah. And Play-Doh
Did
Batman.
You hear the one I said before? It says best kind of gong. This is kind of a music one.
Oh, okay.
Best kind of gong, G-O-N-G.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many types of gongs do you know?
Well, there's Gong Girl.
This one is two letters.
Okay.
Two letters? Just put anything in there. It's just two letters.
I think it might be J-A. J-A?
J-Gong?
Yeah, that's yes in Swedish or whatever.
Okay, I took it to mean like this is Will saying that the best kind of gong is gongja.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Oh, you're putting gong first.
I mean, again, I'm clearly not good at ordering the answers.
Does that work with the other letters you have going through?
Yeah, it crosses with Bojangles Bean Senior.
Gosh, remember when we were talking about that?
Yeah.
When you do those chords that like when you hit you almost hit like the wrong note in the chords. I don't
it's
want
a wrong to note.
Be insulting or anything.
It's so a wrong
how
note.
Do you
how do you decide?
How do
it's
you
right,
decide
right, wrong.
Yeah, to leave that in or take
you
it
just
out?
Repeat it.
Is there anything where you hit that note and you
that's
say
almost,
that's too wrong?
Yeah, of course. But if you make them, you don't mean to do it, you repeat it and then it's intentional.
That's not unlike the Sufi weaver. Is that correct, Stephen?
Very similar. I mean, it's how we live our lives.
When you repeat the mistake, it now becomes a part of the pattern.
Yeah.
And so really, there are no mistakes.
Yes, it's that way. And you can approach... It's hard, though, when you... I know some of your songs need to, like, signify something to your listeners other than chaos. So you can't really do that all the time unless you have built up a language and that people expect you to be that way. I don't know how many more podcasts you guys got, but you could start now.
how many we have, like how many we have in us before we die, or just before people,
before you die,
taken away.
I mean, no, well, both.
Everyone is born. It's like women with eggs. All men
are
born.
There's a certain amount of podcasts.
There's a certain amount of podcasts. Yeah, that are inside you.
Yeah, they're pods,
and we've burned off a lot of them.
Every week you shed one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm saying you could take a new direction and just let. I mean, that one chord you played was my favorite chord you played all day.
Best chord of the entire day.
Yeah. Oh, my.
It's got like a seventh feel to it. There's a lot you could do with that. It could be Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's sick.
Dude.
Sick good, right?
Yeah.
We got to write a tune, man.
Because I was getting sick a little, like, playing it.
Right. You're not feeling well?
No.
Brett, talk about your diet lately.
A lot of Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Der Wiener Schnitzel, I still call it.
So not schnitzel. Something else? You're saying something else.
I'm not
Wiener
saying,
Schnitzel, the, yes, the chain.
Right, the establishment.
Okay.
It's like Chipotle for hot dogs.
Was that started in California?
Wiener Schnitzel?
Yes.
It looks like it. Do you remember Doggy Diner? Well, you guys are.
But yeah, but
you
ask
guys are
me
new
anyway.
On the scene here.
But ask me anyway.
I would not call it a chain. It was like two or three of them in Los Angeles. They were prefab with a dachshund on them, and it was a little tiny shack that was the shape of a hot dog and with a dachshund with a chef's hat on it. They were called
Doggy Diner. And your dog can eat there with you?
No dogs get to eat there. That would be unsanitary.
You're supposed to pretend you're eating a dog while you eat it?
You're eating a hot dog, dude.
Yeah, but what's the mascot telling me? As you say, you build a language with your audience,
right? That's
true. Right?
Well, he's hot dog doggy, you know. It was just like, it was probably also a dachshund is a German band. Have you ever heard them? They're amazing. A German
sweet.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it goes with the hot dog thing. Of course, when you eat a hot dog, you're not eating a dog anyway.
Okay.
Does Der Wiener Schnitzel have any dogs in its iconography? I can't remember. Anyway.
No, it's got the hot dog. And he says you got
a
Wiener Dude attitude. Or Wiener Dude attitude.
Yeah. Wiener Dude attitude.
Yeah. Which I've tried to live my life by.
Yeah, that's the wrist tattoo you got. Wiener Dude attitude.
Yeah.
And the W is the Weezer W.
Mm-hmm. It does look
they took
like
it.
That.
Mm-hmm. Hayes, do you have any more crossword questions or anything else you wanted to cover today?
No, I think I have a couple. This one, the clue is my wife left me. And the answer is, damn, dude.
Okay. Do you need anything from us on that?
I don't think so. This one says the thing from the show Lost.
Oh, okay. Storytelling.
Yeah, okay, that fits.
Thing from the show Lost.
Mm-hmm. What does that make you think of?
That was a good show.
You were loving it? I remember most of it.
I think the last DVDs I ever was given that someone actually paid for me was like a whole thing of. I didn't actually get to see the whole show, but, you know, me and my partner was like, we're going to like watch that on DVD,
mm-hmm.
17 years ago or whenever.
Yep.
And it never, obviously never cracked.
Jeez, want to feel old.
It was very thick.
Want to feel old, yeah. You are doing all kinds of music, all kinds of stuff. You live in Portland. There's a lot of speculation about you, Stephen. Does that piss you off?
All that speculation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I mean,
anything you
want to
clear up?
You just feel like a piece of meat.
Yeah, everybody gets to say what they think.
Yeah, it's not like
none of your business.
It's like I'm not a stock.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just bid me up and down. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel that way in this business?
I'm starting to. Yeah, I've only been bid down so far, but just the idea that someone would be able to bid me up.
We're getting shorted.
You're not down. You guys are up. I'm on here.
That's true. This is good for us.
I'm just saying, yeah, it sucks to be, what was it again that I was speculated?
Yeah, you're speculated upon.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Mm. Well,
you want
to, is there something you want to clear up? One big rumor you want to put to bed?
No, I just think that
it's their problem. It's the trolls' problem.
That's exactly right. Don't read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know that already.
Come on, reading the comments.
It's tough.
But here I am. I'm in the subreddit.
Shitposting.
I'm in the subreddit shitposting. Are he lost it?
If it's...
I'm checking for my name every week.
I did see a thing about my new... this Groove Denied album in 4chan.
Yeah.
And... this guy said, like, he was very earnest. He's like, I think, you know, Steve's new record is pretty awesome. And, you know, he's really doing some new things. It almost sounds like this band Suicide.
Mm.
And there was no other comments except one guy's like, he's like, take it somewhere else, start a blog, start a music blog. You know, and that was it.
That it was just, like, not appropriate for him to be talking about
sincerely
your album
or
at
nicely,
all.
You know, so this guy, you know, I don't know if he's a regular poster.
Uh-huh.
You know, someone sent me the picture. And, you know, you're trying to, even in this dark place of 4chan, a flower grew.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then here comes the DDT.
Exactly.
Would you prefer that everyone on 4chan were talking about you favorably?
Not necessarily.
You can't cultivate that fan base.
I like some balance.
All things considered, seems like a pretty good outcome for you.
That's true. I got out quick.
That is amazing that a 1-4chan comment made it on your desk. You know,
I got it got to me. Yeah.
Who's sending that your way?
I got sources.
You got moles?
I have people.
You have a team. It's a big team.
That are on the internet a lot.
And it's a big team.
Shall I say? And they're fighting the good fight. They're out there when a troll writes something, not about me, but about anything that's misrepresented on the internet. They're sort of like the whole, they're like Wikipedia people for the whole entire internet, just coming to clean up when someone says something wrong. They're like, actually, this isn't true, you know? Usually about politics, but it can sometimes enter music and all
and that's when you come in.
Social justice in general.
Stomp them with your boots. I love my trolls. I worship my trolls.
I picked Blazers and 7 to feed them.
He's picked Blazers and 7 on our basketball podcast, and he is getting destroyed on Reddit right now.
And my trolls are rubbing their bellies.
They're so full. He's feeding them all they can eat. It's a goddamn buffet when Hayes picks Blazers at 7.
People were yelling at us today for saying that that Chris Middleton is possibly better than Klay Thompson.
That's fair. Except Chris Middleton is so inconsistent this year.
I know.
I had him on my fantasy team. I mean, he started great, and then he just I don't really know his defensive stats. Klay is a very good defender, and that's something that will...
So's Chris.
Is he?
These are long guys.
He's good, too.
And he usually has to get the other team's best scorer, which Klay often does, too.
So I don't... Because I don't really follow... I love the Bucks, but I don't get to... I don't have time to watch all their games. I just, you know, I don't know how he plays.
They play long ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to want to watch all the Bucks games because they sit in it, man.
When's Brogdon coming back? Is he back yet?
Brogdon's back, baby.
Brogdon's back.
Yeah, that's because you're a UVA guy.
Yeah, man.
You're a volunteer.
He's one of our like shining lights that led to the Valhalla of national championship this year, you know.
Better Tony Bennett, the singer or the coach? Is Tony Bennett a better coach as a coach than Tony Bennett the singer is as a singer? You can't compare them.
No. It's like saying who's...
You're saying these are different things?
Yeah, just because it has a name, you're just like LeBron James or Prince, who's better? Just like what Prince. If his middle name was Prince, then you would like make, if LeBron's middle name was Prince, you would make that and have to make me pick.
Okay.
And that would be wrong.
I'll do it. Who's better, LeBron James or Prince?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to take LeBron James.
He's taking LeBron James.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. I do too.
And Brett took Prince.
I think LeBron James.
And now he's taking LeBron James.
The reason I do is because LeBron's the best of all time in my HO. And Prince is one of the best of all time. I'm just saying, you know, he's the best of his era.
Yeah.
And Prince is, and LeBron's the best of all time, I think. But
Prince, there's other good music.
Really, really fun thing to argue about. Who's the best basketball player?
Who's the best basketball player versus. We love to argue about that.
Yeah.
But it's more fun, maybe, to argue who's a better basketball player than Prince is a guitar player.
Chappelle said Prince is a good basketball player.
Oh, interesting.
Brett is kind of a niche comedy fan. He's in here every day with like some of these comics that you don't hear that much about, and he will repeat their bits.
Dave Chappelle, yeah, he's been doing this. I'm Rick Dave James, Chappelle. Bitch. Yeah, he's been doing this thing around the office that has everybody losing it, cracking up, that we just discovered. What's some of the other like shit that you just found out? Was it The Mask starring Jim Carrey you were saying you really liked?
I love that one, yes.
Smoking is, I guess, one of
those
guys'
things.
I like
to kind of dig back in the vaults, you know, and find these little gems.
He's a crate digger. I mean, ultimately, he's a crate digger.
George, have you heard of this guy, George Washington? No, George Carlin.
I do know George Washington.
George Washington was very funny.
George Carlin? Yeah, he's a modern man.
He's
You know what? Those guys have in common. Never told a lie.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Spot it.
George Carlin, modern day philosopher. Not unlike Pete Holmes for Crashing. He's just being honest with you. He knows the upside of downsizing. He knows the downside of uploading. And that's just the way it goes. Does that give you an idea for a song, Brett? I saw you sort of strum something.
You ever use a capo?
I don't like to use those. I just tune the guitar differently. But I have used one, of course. We've all used
you like how you call
condoms
capo?
And capos.
The capo, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought it was called
capo. Capotan.
It's not called the capo?
Mm.
I didn't even know.
I don't even know, you know, because I don't mess with this stuff. Ooh.
It's also a mafia member, right?
Yes, the capo.
Leonardo da Capo?
A lot.
Do you think you're done now, Steven?
With what?
With the show.
Mm-hmm. We just don't want you.
Tell me.
We don't want you to not like us.
No. I like hearing you play this. You sound like George Harrison.
Oh my God. The guy's going to explode. George Harrison on acid.
It's all the George
Harrison.
Brett already sold out the Beatles earlier in this podcast. He said they suck.
Oh, so that was an insult.
I said that.
Yeah.
That's
sucking is the greatest achievement you could do.
I said that they were. It's. They're minor.
You said, yeah, so Brett's a limp act.
A limp act.
No, that doesn't mean playing their songs. You know that sometimes cover versions can improve upon initial effort by an artist. And many songs have been written just like you write the jokes for the other actor who presents them in
thank
a better
you.
Way
for
than you would.
For episode 5, yeah, Lockdown.
You. Lockdown, episode
thus
5
he's doing
of
with the Beatles. Yeah.
What, have better. You been thinking about covering that Rebel Just for Kicks song, Steven?
That's a Portugal the Man song from Portland. I
you
haven't.
Could, you going to dig in on
they're nice guys.
Which
I
is
can
in itself
say that
a cover
with,
of Please, Mr. Postman.
And well, I got to tell you, I think you're a nicer guy because we could not get them to do the show.
They would do it.
Well,
I'll tell them to come down and
hey, tell
and
them
do
to
it.
Come kick it with us.
If it's about, they would do the bat. They're into the Blazers. I know that they have like sweet courtside seats.
Ooh,
Rebel just for courtside seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently it wasn't just for kicks. It was also for some of the toys.
Right.
A little bit of the cash.
A little jealous of that. And how sad is it that Paul Allen's not here to see his boys grace the finals of the Western Conference?
Man. Nasty stuff, you know, but life isn't exactly fair. Brett, you had a song idea about that to take us out?
Ooh.
That's it.
He's finding it. Georges. Gorgeous Georges. Thank you, Steven.
There's that seven action. Oh. That was like,
he dug in.
It's like a dirty blues.
Hayes, you got one more crossword clue before we go?
Yeah.
I ruined it.
That was a bad move. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Did I do Frankenstein's
well, or is it cool?
Boss?
No, we didn't hear that one.
I didn't do that one. That's one.
Beautiful. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.